the subject of their objection.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning. Happy Friday from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiotakis. The government calls it the saving of Chrysler. The automaker filed for bankruptcy yesterday, and its core assets, the Chrysler, Jeep, and Dodge nameplates, will be sold into a new company owned by the U.S. government, the company's workers, and Fiat. But a group of 20 lenders say they oppose the deal because of the terms. Marketplace's Steve Henn joins us now from Washington. Steve, what could all this mean?
Well, if their battle, if their legal fight gains traction in the court, it's bad news for Chrysler. You know, any long, drawn-up bankruptcy fight could undermine confidence in the company. So this isn't great news.
What's the objection here?
Well, basically, they're saying they got a bad deal and they were cut out of the negotiations that led up to the deal. The lenders that are fighting are largely private equity funds and hedge funds. They say the negotiations that created this deal between the government, the creditors, and Fiat was led by four banks that have all received billions of dollars of their own in government bailouts, and that basically that the interests of other creditors just weren't represented.
This sounds a lot like a they said proposition here. I mean, is there any truth to this?
Well, it is true that the lead negotiators were banks that have received bailout money. But the White House says that every lender had a chance to participate in the negotiations and that anyone who now says they were excluded just isn't really telling the truth. It's also somewhat unclear if the lenders' demands are realistic. They're asking for about 60 cents on the dollar for what they're owed. And some independent analysts have said even if the company were totally split up, sold off, and liquidated, they wouldn't get that much.
Any ideas, Steve, then, how this is going to play out?
Well, you know, now it's in the hands of a bankruptcy judge. Administration officials are still confident. They think Chrysler should emerge from bankruptcy in 30 to 60 days. They say they have the support of 70% of Chrysler's creditors, and, quote, no bankruptcy judge is going to override that kind of support. So we'll just have to wait and see.
All right. Marketplace's Steve Henn joining us from Washington. Steve, thanks.
Sure thing.
A mixed bag in the markets. Yesterday on Wall Street, the Dow lost about 0.2%, 17 points to close at 8168. The NASDAQ had some gains, about 0.3% there, but the S&P 500 fell about 0.1%, pretty much mixed on Wall Street. Most European markets are closed today for May Day, except for the FTSE, which is down about 0.3% in London. Most Asian markets were closed as well, but the Nikkei shares traded and the index gained about 1.5%. You've probably heard about Chicago's bid for the 2016 Olympics. What you may not know is that Brazil's Rio de Janeiro is also bidding for the Games. And the International Olympic Committee traveled there this week to take a look at that country's assets. Besides the sun and samba, Brazilian officials tout the economy there, which has fared relatively well in this global economic fallout. So what makes Brazil so special? From the Americas desk at WLRN, here's Marketplace's Dan Gretsch.
Brazil once was one of the world's most indebted countries, but last year, fat with profits from biofuels, iron ore, and oranges, Brazil paid off that debt. Brazil once had one of the world's biggest gaps between rich and poor, but it plowed money into poor areas, raising 30 million people out of poverty since 1995. Paulo Sotero directs the Brazil Institute at the Woodrow Wilson International Center for Scholars.
There is an important phenomenon of an explosion of consumption in poor areas of Brazil.
That new consumer class has kept the economy afloat, even as exports take a nosedive.
The country seems to have recovered a sense of optimism, a sense of hope that was not present a few years back.
Sotero says this confidence, while intangible, is one of Brazil's greatest assets. It has helped sustain Brazil through these tough times. I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Trusted Choice, over 10,000 independent insurance agencies across America committed to treating customers as people, not policies. Online at trustedchoice.com. And by Monsanto, committed to sustainable agriculture, creating hybrid and biotech seeds designed to increase crop yields and conserve natural resources. Produce more, conservemore.com.
We're going to hear about car sale numbers for April later this morning. Don't expect any miracles. They're likely to be anemic at best. With new car sales continuing to slide, larger dealers are getting by selling used cars, and that's making things tough for smaller lots. Here's Marketplace's Amy Scott.
Mort MacArthur owns Mort's Imports in Cincinnati. I first talked to him about 6 months ago. For a sign of how the business has changed since then, he shows me an 8-year-old Honda Accord he's selling for $4,500.
But look at this. It has 215,000 miles on it already. Previously, I wouldn't have been able to think that you could sell them that high.
But MacArthur doesn't have much choice. When people buy new cars, they often trade in their old ones. Traditionally, anything with more than 100,000 miles on it, the dealer would unload to used car dealers like MacArthur.
But now, new car dealers, since they're not selling new cars, are keeping those models. And they consider high miles 140,000, 150,000 miles. And that's what's showing up more to places where the wholesalers have them or at the small auctions that I go to find cars.
Selling higher mile cars is just one way MacArthur has adapted to the recession. In better times, he sold 15 to 20 cars a month. But with credit tight and people out of work, he's now lucky to sell 10. So he's keeping fewer cars on the lot.
The bane of the used car lot is dead batteries and flat tires. The gremlins get them in the middle of the night from somewhere. So I don't want a bunch of inventory sitting here and getting old.
In order to sell well-worn cars, MacArthur spends a lot of time spiffing them up.
Hey, what's up?
He takes me to a nearby paint shop to see about sprucing up a 98 Mustang. He's told it'll cost him about $1,500.
What if we did a Mako-type job, just shot it?
That's what I'm going to call, see if I could just seal it.
Yeah.
A lot of MacArthur's competition has closed in the last year. He's cut back on his advertising. He hasn't paid himself in months.
I just need to be able to survive the downturn. And to do that, what I have to do is just get smaller, sort of duck.
At this rate, he figures he can duck for maybe another year. In Cincinnati, Ohio, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
Hope you can check out our website, marketplace.org, in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Have a great Friday and a very nice weekend.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.